My name is John Erling. Today's date is August 5th, 2021. So, Molly, would you state your full name, please?
Molly Marie Blancett Williford. My nickname is Butterfly. My family said I lived in a cocoon of pain for a very long time and emerged a beautiful butterfly.
Yeah.
So I have a huge collection of butterflies.
Oh. And your date of birth?
August 2nd, 1936.
And your present age?
85 years old as of Tuesday.
And you're just now recovering from all the partying, aren't you? You've got many friends that partied for you, didn't they?
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, that's great. Where were you born?
Houston, Texas.
Your mother's name, and well, first of all, your mother's name.
My mother's name was Molly.
Okay. And where was she born and raised?
Killeen, Texas.
Okay. And can you describe her and her personality for us?
Yes. She was an excellent cook. She was a school teacher. She loved to play bridge. She loved to travel. And she and my father were married 50 years.
And then your father's name?
My father's name, Marion Francis Blancett.
All right. And we have the M factor going here, don't we, huh? And he grew up in Texas, too?
Yes, Cameron, Texas. And he was on football scholarship to Southwestern Teachers College and became a teacher and a principal of high school. And then he decided to go into the oil business.
Okay. All right. And what was that involving? Did he have
It was Humble Oil and Refining Company, and we were transferred frequently.
Oh, so you learned that as a child, and you didn't know it was going to happen to you later on in life.
That's right. I married a petroleum engineer and a geologist, and we were transferred frequently, but we came to Tulsa in 1973.
Right. Okay. But Humble Oil...
Mm-hmm.
Did he work for them? Did he?
Yes, he did.
Right. And what was his personality like?
Well, he was a Southern Baptist deacon and very strict and very lovable.
All right. That's kind of tough to be both, huh? Right. So then you were active in the Baptist church?
Yes.
And lots of... Twice on Sunday and once on Wednesday type of thing?
That's right. It's called prayer meeting.
Prayer meeting, exactly. Wednesday night prayer meeting.
Yes.
Right. Did you have brothers or sisters?
I had an older sister and a younger sister.
And what are their names?
Sarah Francis and Catherine Lee.
Okay. Are they still with us?
No, my older sister has passed. My youngest sister lives in Texas.
Okay. What would be the first house you remember living in?
Shreveport, Louisiana.
What was that about the house? And
my husband worked for Gulf at the time, and I worked for Texas Eastern Transmission. And that was our very first house after we married.
Yeah, but the house when you were a child, do you remember going back to your childhood? A certain house that was memorable to you?
Well... It was on the Gulf Coast in Houston, and that's very damp and humid, and I would always have bronchitis, and we lived in a brick house, and that seemed to help because it was well insulated.
Mm-hmm. So then, your education then, elementary, where was that?
I don't know. Houston. I was at school in Houston.
But you probably, did you move a lot as you were in elementary school?
Not at elementary school, no. We moved from Houston to Genoa, and Genoa to Anahuac, and Anahuac to Beaumont.
Wow.
I graduated high school in Beaumont.
Okay. Was that difficult for you as a child to make...
No, I liked every place we lived.
And you were easy for you to make friends.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't treated like the new kid on the block all the time then,
no.
Probably. Let's see, you would have been... 1941, December 7th, Pearl Harbor, about 6 years old or so. Do you have any recollection of that day?
36 and 5. I was 5 years old. And no, yeah. I don't.
Right. Okay.
But I do remember when they had the explosion at Texas City, where all the school children were killed, and it rattled the walls in our home.
And what was that explosion caused by? What was it?
Fertilizer on a ship.
And you were probably many miles from that ship, and you felt reverberation from it.
Yes.
And many children were killed?
Yes.
Wow, that was sad. So then how old were you about then?
Maybe 12.
So then in junior high school, where did you attend school?
Baytown Junior High School.
And then?
And then we moved to Beaumont, and I graduated high school in Beaumont.
So after high school, and what about your high school activities? Were you active in clubs?
I was in the band. I actually went to state because in Taiping, because I had won the district and the regional. So I was not an athlete. I was a typist.
Oh, and they had contests for typing?
Yes, and I went to state in typing.
But you said you were in the band. What instrument did you play?
A clarinet.
All right. Did you continue that beyond high school?
No.
So then after high school, so you graduated in what year?
1954.
Then do you go to college immediately?
Yes, I went to Stephen F. Austin in Nacogdoches.
Okay. And what was that experience like?
I was a business major, and I played tennis and made really good grades.
Oh, sure. Why did you choose business?
Because I wanted to be a secretary.
And maybe that business came into play later on in your life, which we'll get into. What do you think you did as a child and a teen for entertainment?
Well, we would play baseball in the neighborhood and lots of church activities, lots of band activities.